Dr. Joseph said only 11 events were detected at the volcano yesterday. However, she said the deposits are still hot and will take some time to cool.
It was quite quiet yesterday. As of noon yesterday, we only had 11 events detected. There's been no new alerts by NASA firms, hotspots, but we know that the deposits, they are still hot and will take some time to cool. On the 22nd of July, we did a boat traverse to measure the SO2 flux, and it was only 233 tons per day. So we continue to be in that same pattern of post-eruptive activity where that is maintained and things continue to go back slowly.
The lead scientist also provided an update on the installation of the monitoring system, some of which she said will be completed by today.
Well, there was only two things that were outstanding when Mr. Lynch and Mr. Williams left, and that was one, to finalize the telemetry at the seismic station at the upper Waterloo. That was being worked on yesterday, and today that will be completed. We were able to see the instruments and connect. Mr. Azroy Price of the SMU assisted with that yesterday, and he's going to complete that that connection today. And the second thing that was outstanding is, of course, the station and the summit. So that, of course, we're still working on to see when helicopter support might be available, you know, whichever one comes first, we work with that. But so by tomorrow, it would just be the summit station. That would be the final bit to be worked on.
And Dr. Joseph said the team will continue to monitor the activity at the volcano. She is urging people to listen to the official sources of information and to stay away from river valleys when there is heavy rainfall.
We continue to be on top of the monitoring network, the processing of the data and the analyses. We continue to provide the updates, and of course we encourage people to listen to the official sources of information, and that is NEMO and the Seismic Research Center. And of course, we keep saying that with the heavy rainfall, whenever there's heavy rainfall, that there is likely to be lahars in some of the valleys in the north, particularly on the west as well as on the east coast, and that people should be very careful if attempting to cross those river channels. The recommendation really is if there's heavy rain, you stay away from the river valley.
That was head of the La Soufriere monitoring team, Dr. Ursula Joseph. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere volcano updates.